like Crawford. 93 bands, cut it all solo. Tickets to France, shopping in Soho. Glock in my hand, feeling like Sosa. I'm in the sea, we're so blue. You can see where the stars bloom. You got dreams, yeah, we all do. Just believe we can all do.
Wait, no, I gotta do the intro. All right. All right. Welcome to Cooling with Ivy. Oh, I think it's Cooling with Ivy or Chilling with Ivy. I forgot the name of the podcast. It's one of the two, but yeah, I get it. This is season two. Last time I dropped the episode was a season opening. No matter of fact, this is episode one officially. The last episode I dropped was an opening for season two. So this is season two, nigga. Episode one officially for me. I know I'm two months late, but you know what I'm saying? I'm back. I might take another 6 month break, but you know, who knows? Yeah, I don't know what we back. I'm back. I don't know what he took. He's bugging already. All right, hold on. Wait, oh. Before we start anything, I gotta give the intro. So I'm here with
Ma.
Cozy Poppy.
You're gonna do a nickname?
It's too late now.
Do your nickname, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's Mark Cartier for me.
Boom, buckle. Yo, who else I'm here with?
Nigga, they can't see your head, nigga.
Nah,
you're
right, bro.
Nah, bro, who I'm here with? All right. All right. My son, he gonna remain anonymous for now. All right, what the fuck? This nigga just put his whole foot up on the bed. No. We got a question. Now y'all know how we get with my pop. Oh nah. Oh, my bro wildin' out there with the car. Like, now y'all know how I get with my podcast. Feel me? When I'm hot, I just be talking about anything. But it's the same shit. So yeah. Sir, what's your name? Cozy what?
Cozy.
I'm not saying that. This nigga Cozy. This nigga Cozy got a question. Question of the day. Alright.
So look, I ain't gonna lie. We got this little back history in this park. And we always go to the park. So like, we sitting there, we fried, we smoking. I'm scrolling on my Instagram feed. So we seen some video. It was a girl turned into a boy. So I was like, I showed them, and they was like, oh, wow. And I'm like, yo, bro, I got a serious question. Like, no offense to this to anybody. When you make that switch, like, do y'all still bleed? That was the question. Like, what do you bleed? And do you still bleed? Like, what do you bleed from? And we was like, yo, bro, what if the pills don't work? Like, are you still gonna bleed?
Okay. I'm gonna just throw a quick disclaimer out there. I hope this doesn't offend.
No harm.
Offend anybody.
I was generally curious.
This is a serious topic. This is science, anatomy, human anatomy 101.
And I was doing research. I was trying to do the research. It wasn't telling me nothing.
Hey, bro, look, right? I want to know what Mr. Marr got to say first.
Bro, imagine we fraud and you hear that question. We in a park where everything go quiet. Niggas looking like...
Yo, it's like 12 of us there. Yeah, 12. Bro. Everybody looked at me and was like, yo, that's really a good question.
Yo, bro, what made it worse? It was some nigga like... Well, he was like 14.
He's 14. He didn't even know what a transgender was.
This nigga was...
Like, we said the word and
straight...
He said,
he go to church, all that. Like, he had no idea.
So I guess they was keeping him away from that. I'm like, yeah, you gotta learn real world.
It was some old head in the park, bro.
It's mad people in the world. Yeah, bro.
Old head in the park said, I think his parents gotta talk to him about that one, because nigga didn't know nothing, bro.
Wait, hold on. I gotta get this straight. A 14-year-old boy wanted to be a transgender?
No, bro.
It was a nigga?
He heard the question.
He's like, what's a transgender?
You know how like in your ninth grade year in New York type shit, you take health class.
Yeah.
He didn't know nothing, bro.
Okay, but like, what does that have to, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, bro, because I just bust his brain, bro.
Oh.
He's sober. We're high all the time. He's sober. He said, what's a transgender? Then I told him, he like, wait, so do they bleed? And we were searching it up for 20 minutes, not finding nothing.
Wait, I think when they do the transition, I think that's when they get the girl stuff, right? Oh, shit. Whoa, like, not like that. Like, you know,
pills,
they take pills.
Pills, yeah, hormone pills.
So, like, yeah, they take the hormone pills, and then the, you said what? Nigga said he heard shots. Nigga's mad crazy. Yo, listen, they take the pills, and then over time, shit, they start bleeding, nigga. The girls, the one that transitions into the girls.
So what about the girls transition to the boys?
You mean like if a girl transitions to a nigga and she got a dick now, she gonna bleed through a dick?
Yes, why you saying
that? What the fuck?
Yes,
bro.
Nice. It's a weird question.
That's what we was talking about,
and
bro.
I really don't mean no harm by that question at all. No harm. Like,
nigga, this is a science project, nigga.
Like, I was really trying.
Science project. Made a science project.
I don't got no.
Oh
problem.
My god! Why would you say that? He's fucked up. Nigga said they. I am gonna.
Yo,
that.
Bro, you're geeky.
Nah. Wait, wait. Nah, bro, no, but like, you think they bleed through their dick?
Yeah.
Oh nah.
Like, would that be possible?
I think I've seen like. I ain't gonna lie, after the fact, I think I seen him say something like they get it removed. For the people that don't, though, it's just like, you gotta keep taking pills,
people,
bro. Like,
people could take it, people could keep that shit and take pills, but if you don't take your pills, what's going on? Like, really, what's gonna happen?
Bro, honestly, bro, I think all that shit fake.
Wait, hold on.
Nah, I feel like. Wait. Hear me out. I feel like niggas is like throwing niggas in the. You hungry? Oh, nigga, belly said wrong. I feel like a nigga be like, yo, I want to be a girl. They're like, kidnap that nigga, throw him in a lab, and he come out a whole bitch.
A lab?
You feel me?
What you mean by that?
Like, I don't think they really out here cutting niggas' dicks off. No, let me ask you a question. They cut your dick off. Where you want your dick to be at?
My dick is gonna be off, so it's not gonna be.
Oh my god, bro.
You said what?
You think they just like, what you mean by that? But where you want it to be?
I'm asking y'all a question. If y'all niggas was to transgender into a gal.
Wait, nah. Be serious. Life.
This is a serious question, nigga. Listen. If y'all was to transition into a gal and they had to cut y'all dicks off, where do you want your dick?
Where do you want it?
You want to keep your dick or you throwing your dick away, nigga?
If I want to be a girl, I don't want it no more. So.
You going to throw your dick away?
So if I keep it, you think I'm going to just have it in like the drawer or something, bro? Like Mr. Potato Head? Like I just detached myself, bro?
That's your legs.
Nah, like,
no, I'm just saying, like, I would probably want to keep my dick in the jaw, like, on hard, though.
It's detached, bro. Wait. First things first, they're cutting your dick cyborg. Off on hard.
Wait, you see cyborg dick?
No, what? No, yo, bro.
I think I'm cyborg. Yeah,
bro, you said you want to keep it in the jar on hard. How are you doing that?
Fire. Bro?
Nah, say what you
first,
say.
Like, look, yeah, you can't. First things first. Science. Your shit is not staying hard once they cut that motherfucker off. That shit is going on soft immediately.
Right.
And you're numb, so you're not gonna feel nothing. You're gonna wake up, that shit gonna be there. You're gonna be like, what the fuck is this? Because it's gonna shrink. They're cutting it off. It's not gonna be the same size.
No blood flow, bro.
It's gonna look smaller than it was. You're gonna be like, throw that shit away.
You're gonna be like, this ain't my dick.
This not what I have.
This shit look.
This shit different.
What if they stuff your dick? Like they stuff it like a dead body, they could stuff it. Stuff your dick, leave it on display. Would y'all get y'all dick laminated?
He said no, mad quick.
These questions are straight off the dome, bro. Like, you just...
No.
You prepare for this?
Nah. Oh, y'all think I wrote down these gay-ass questions? Y'all think it's just... Yo, this is nothing wrong with gay people, okay? Just have to get that disclaimer out there, you know what I'm saying?
It's all jokes, man. No,
I don't know if it's all jokes, but yeah.
I got no harm with the LG.
Oh, nah, don't even say they don't say their names, bro. Yo, you're wildin'.
Q community?
I don't know, bro.
You said Q community?
The Q community? What are you saying? Are you not of the people?
I'm of everybody. I'm of everybody.
Nigga lying.
How am I lying?
I don't know, I'm sorry. My foot.
Like, I feel like Zeke from Power, nigga. He trying to force me to say some shit.
Nah, chill, bro. I don't even don't come in with this Power meme bullshit. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know nothing.
I ain't gonna lie. That Zeke nigga funny. He be like, yeah, no, I'm ready. I'm ready. That nigga suck.
No, he found out Mary was his mom's, and he just started doing her dances.
You know he bisexual. He can't. They forced him to come out.
I don't think he's bisexual. I think they forced him to say that. He didn't even word it himself.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie. That was weird. That was weird.
That was weird. I felt mad, uncomfortable watching that.
I'm watching. I'm like, yo, bro. He don't even feel like you're forcing him to say shit.
Yeah, bro. And he was going hard. Pause.
Let it
have
been the other way around.
Oh, fire. Hold on. Wait. Stop for a second. I just said he was going hard. Pause. He said, let it have been the other way around. What do you mean? What are you trying to say right now?
I'm saying, bro, the way society is today, bro, if that was a female in Zeke's shoes for me, and they was asking her those questions, and the interview went left like that, it would have been a whole different conversation. Because it's bro for me, they not...
Nigga, I'm talking about the fact you said some gay shit.
Yeah, bro, but I'm telling you what I was trying to talk about.
Nah, but he said some gay shit, though. Nah, it is some serious shit, but he still said some gay shit, though. Bro, we all know how to... You know, matter of fact, we're not even going to talk about none of that has to do with the two different genders, bro.
I don't care.
No, I care. This is my platform. I care. Niggas trying to get me canceled.
Gender shit
got... We
all equal. What the fuck?
You right, we are all equal. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, but it's different because female platform is like, it's big. It's bigger now. It's big, big.
It's bigger.
It's at its best. I'm not gonna lie. Like, women got power, mad power.
Yeah, they do got power. P power.
I fuck with it.
Pussy power.
Shit.
Pussy got power, nigga. Pussy make your world go around. You ain't fuck pussy in a minute. What the fuck you been fucking, nigga?
I want some pussy to make my world go around.
You want some pussy to make your world go around? That's what make your world go around, pussy?
Nah. Yo, you finish at the same time.
What make your world go around?
Bread.
This nigga.
You said bread. You want to make your world go around?
Nah, my family too, though.
Yo, this nigga keep throwing up hats. This nigga's frying me right now. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, nigga, chicken Alfredo make my world go around. I'm a trish. Damn, a nigga can't like food no more.
Chicken Alfredo is mad trishy, bro.
You an Alfredo warrior?
Nah, I don't make it. I don't know how to make it. I wish I did.
So you want to be an Alfredo warrior?
I don't understand what's wrong with being somebody that can make chicken Alfredo.
That's all these bitches know how to make.
I ain't gonna lie. If you know how to cook.
I never met a bitch. I ain't gonna lie. I'm probably chatting.
Yo, stop calling them.
But he said bitch.
Sorry.
He started it. Bro,
yeah,
he started it, bro.
Trying to boost it up.
No fucking way. Record that. Send that shit to me. Nah, damn. Nah, okay. I. Now I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying? Nah. Yo, what was I saying?
Oh, we was talking about the,
Oh, don't say the B word. But not that, though. Something else. What was we just talking about?
The women power.
The women. Yeah, women got power, bro. Yeah, they got mad power.
Fuck with it, because a woman can make a post. That shit would branch out to so many people. Women word be him. I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out to the women, yo. Word. But fuck them bitches, though.
That's not crazy.
No, it's that. But you know, I see what I'm saying. Shout out to the women, but fuck them bitches.
Oh yeah, you got it.
Exactly, nigga. You got it's just I love women, but some of these bitches get me tight. You know what I'm saying?
I'm I'm BT, you know what I'm saying? I love the women's.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. You feel me? I think, look, I think getting called a nigga is equivalent to getting called a bitch.
Nah.
You said no?
Nah.
I ain't gonna lie, that got nigga got some backstory.
Nah, nigga got some backstory. But look,
I feel like you. Not only you disrespecting me, I got a name. At least call me my nickname, nigga.
But look.
My love name, if you mad.
We know nigga got a backstory. Bitch, what is a bitch? A female dog.
Nah, I mean, it's the context though, because if you my mans and you know me, like, I'm gonna call you a bitch. That's just how it is.
I mean, nah, but like, I'm not talking about us calling each other. Bitch,
nah,
I'm talking
about. That's what I'm saying. Like, in the context that is used, though. Like,
yeah, in the context, right? That's what I'm saying. It's not how you say it, it's the way you say it.
Because, I mean, you know how it is. Like, it's certain shit as niggas you can't explain to females. So, like, me saying bitch, like, I can mean it harmfully. They're not going to take it like that, though. But me saying my man's like, yo, you a bitch for me. Like,
I asked a shorty, like, yo, well, I can't call you, like, bitch, like, your female friends call you bitch. Like, hey, yo, bitch, what's up, bitch? Like, nah, I'm not saying that. That's just how they say it. I ain't going to say it like that. Like, yo, you lying, bitch. Or not like, you lying, bitch. Like, yeah. You can tell.
You can tell by the tone in my voice and my bitches.
I don't mean no
I'm not going to say, if I'm going to call him nigga, bro. If I'm mad and I'm saying bitch, you know it's a problem.
You know
it's,
yeah.
If I be like, if I just say bitch random, like, bitches ain't shit, that's no harm, bro, at all.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Like,
well, I don't know. I feel like it's too much behind those two words, man.
Nah, it's so much. Nigga is crazy, though.
But nigga is mad. You calling me
nigga,
a slave.
Call each other niggas, I ain't gonna lie. That's some shit we gotta stop, but we ain't never gonna stop that shit.
But look. It's my other thing. It's my other thing, right?
Nigga too basic, though. Like, nigga is a word, like, you throw in with anything, like, yeah. Anything, like, it go with it, like,
nigga,
lame ass
combo
nigga.
Up, bitch ass nigga.
The combos is endless, bro. Like, it's.
But look, though. What about this, right? Which one y'all think is worse? Being called a bum or a weirdo?
Bum.
Yeah, bum.
Bum is crazy.
Like, bum is crazy.
You can call me anything. You could say.
Everybody weird.
My Milo. You could say all
that. Nah.
Bum is crazy.
Nah, because me, I look like this, though. Like, everybody weird in their own way. So you could call me a
weird. No, fuck that, nigga. The way niggas use weird nowadays is not like
bro,
that.
Still, like,
bro, if a bitch said.
Move funny, bro, but you could be on a whole other weird timing, but bum, like. Bum is crazy.
But the way girls use, like, people use weird, it's like, bro.
The way girls use weird is because they not fucking, like, I ain't gonna lie. Some girls, for me, they be thinking they deserve something crazy or way more than what they should really be getting. I'm not gonna hold you.
The expectations be
mad crazy, for me? So it's like, they feel like they not getting that, oh, he's mad weird. I like, yo, bro, what you talking about, bro? You still live in your basement with your moms, bro. Like, stop talking to me like that.
What? That shit sound mad specific.
You calling me a bum is crazy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Bum probably is probably worse, though.
The only reason it's worse is because, like, yo, bro, I'm a nigga that got my shit together. So you call me a bum is crazy. You can call me a weirdo because the niggas, they call nonchalant niggas weirdos all the time. Once you not communicating shit, you's a weirdo. You don't want to communicate.
Right, but how about this? You on the phone with a girl you talking to, right? Boom. Again, an argument, whatever, for me. And then she go, nah, you're a weirdo, and hangs up.
She's dead. Everything dead. Everything dead. I'm cutting her off.
That don't sound like she like but with a stink,
hold
New
on,
York
so,
right, type.
So, hold on, watch this. Nah.
Let me say one
for me. Yeah, you go first.
Say you on the phone with a female. You just talking. She be like, nah, I ain't gonna lie, you a bum. Boop. How you going,
yo, bro? Nah, I'm gonna flip. Yo, bro, cause like, you calling me a weirdo, you hang up the phone. That's the same way I could be like, nah, you weird because you're not even trying to communicate, feel me? You just, boom, you banged it. That's mad weird. What you talking about? So what he said, you calling me a bum and banging it? That's crazy. Suck my dick. You're done. It's dead. Like, are you crazy, bro?
Like, that's not crazy, bro.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. You call me a weirdo and bang it? I'm looking at my phone like, fuck is she talking about? And then, feel me? That's how you wanted to move? Okay, I'm gonna leave it. You calling me a bum? I'm blacking, bro. Like, this... You better get back, nigga. Like,
you gotta fight back.
Think about it. You talk with your mans, right? They be like, yo, if you just talking, yo, this bum ass nigga. You know he mean that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now when a nigga call you a bum, that's those fight words, nigga. You could die for that. Nah, no funny shit.
Like, yo, these niggas, they be like, just throw that shit around crazy.
Nah, like
I could be up 30K. They be like, you a bum. Nah. I don't want to put my money out.
Bro, you know it's crazy too? But you could be up 30K and be called a bum because you don't got 100K.
Only, I ain't gonna lie. I call niggas a bum for me if we in the game. If I'm playing 2K and I'm frying you, you're a bum ass nigga, bro.
Yeah, that's like in game content.
That's what I'm saying for me. Yeah. But like, on the other level, you call me a bum, like, out of argument.
Like, that's my whole lifestyle.
Like, come on now. Like,
yeah.
That's wild, bro.
That shit, you know, throw me off. I'm not gonna lie.
That's what I'm saying. So you on the phone with a bitch, bro, and she say, you're a bum.
Female.
Nah, bro, at that point, that's crazy. Because you calling me a bum and banging it. Yeah, you calling me a bum and banging it. Like, that's randomly, like,
bro,
off the rip. That's crazy, bro. Like,
I could be a grimy nigga just talking about her frontal all day. And she's just calling me a bum.
But then, you feel me? They going to say that their actions was justified and they ain't doing nothing wrong behind it. Because you just calling me a bum and banging it is crazy, bro.
When they call me a weirdo, too. Because after they call you a bum, they hang up. They like, I'm sorry, I was mad. You a fucking weirdo.
No, nah, hold on. Nah, it's like this shit I saw. This nigga was like, yo, bro, I'm a feminist, but like, fuck these bitches.
Yeah, I am,
like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm for women, but like certain...
I don't want nothing to happen to women. It's just like certain shit certain women do will tick a nigga off. It's like, you should not do that. It's not, that's not the type of person you are.
And I hate saying the word bitch, bro. At one point, I could not say the word bitch, bro. And it's just like... You know what I'm saying? You meet somebody, they act a certain way, mad, stink, and then you just like, yo, that's really what you are, like.
Another topic, if you got a stink-ass attitude, use a weird bitch. It's not
like you
number
one, bro.
Nah.
Nah, I get the
stink attitude, but...
Yeah, hold on.
I'm about to word this properly.
Okay. I have an outro.
You have the stink attitude, but still be a friendly person. You don't gotta be the, ew, nigga, get out my face all the time. That's not how you're supposed to be. Like, that's mad rude, bro. Right. You could be like,
no comments. Kindly,
I don't wanna talk to you kindly. Thank you for the compliment. These girls be, ew, dirty.
I didn't be OD, I ain't gonna lie. Now I'll be hurt. We got feelings, nigga.
We be faking it like we don't got feelings, but we really got feelings. We
we'll be hurt.
We'll
be hurt. What am I, dad?
Damn, this bitch called me a bum ass weirdo.
Nah, you catch yourself in one position, like damn, thinking this shit.
You get on the mic, bro. Like, yo, bro, why she talking to me like that, bro? Yo, I'm in a point. She said, you're a bum ass nigga, get on my face. Yo, bro, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not a bum. What you talking about, bro?
Nigga disregard to get on my face. Like, I'm not a bum. What you talking about?
What you mean, bro? Like, yo, I ain't even, that's crazy. I ain't deserve all that, bro. Like,
a girl can say anything. She can word up her combo. She can call me a bitch ass, pussy ass, little dick ass nigga. But that. Once that bum come out, yo, bro, what you talking about? Bro?
Like, what you trying to say about me right now? what do you mean?
Like, you been fucking with me this whole time and now I'm a bum?
Wait, right? So you saying you a bum association for fucking with me?
Because when the bum word come out, like, you was hiding that, bro? Like,
you that's some remorse shit. Was, like, you
sitting on chamber, that word, bro.
I was in the chamber. You was ready to use that. That was your ammunition.
I'm telling you, bro. People say the most true shit when they angry or they drunk. What am I doing?
Take that back, bro. Like, burnt that bridge.
When I'm high, I say I don't be caring.
I be having beer confidence when I'm high. I ain't going on.
I say it with my chest when I'm high. I don't be caring.
No funny shit. Big, hold on. We're going to have to dead this. Yo, I'm sorry, people. Got a little hectic in here for me. But yeah, though, that's episode one. Yeah, that was episode one, feel me?
New season, season two,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Catch me on HBO Max, Spotify, Hulu, YouTube, Jamaica, all that. So I'm a talk to y'all niggas next time. So I'm going to get a little outro from
Mark Audier.
Cozy Poppy, coziest.
Okay, and another nigga over there, he ain't doing nothing. All right, man. You feel me? Okay. Woo. Okay.
She take off her shirt, damn, she wanna pop a little purse. She get on my nerves, she wanna make it work. She bringin' her best friend, she gon' flirt. We countin' on money, ain't talking about clerks. Yeah, we taking trips, yeah, we go to the Turks. And Kiko's.